Chapter 9. A Lawyer Visits Will. June came, and little changed. Will and I continued to go out to places, and he was happier. But he never spoke about Dignitas. I tried to think of more things to do. But there are so many things you cannot do with a quadriplegic person. I made a list of them. Things Will cannot do. 1. Go on a train in London. 2. Go swimming without help or in a cold pool. 3. Go on a beach. 4. Go shopping in shops without ramps. 5. Go anywhere quickly, because we have to plan. 6. Go to restaurants without ramps, and he does not like people seeing me give him food. 7. Go to friends' houses that don't have ramps. 8. Go where there are crowds of people. One afternoon, I came home to find Dad at the front door. He was smiling at me. "There you are," he said. "You'll have to make yourself tea tonight. I'm taking your mother out for dinner." "Oh, no. Did I miss her birthday?" I asked quickly. "No," he said, and he put his arms around me. He was laughing, and he suddenly looked much younger. "Guess what happened today, Lou? I got a job." "Dad, that's wonderful," I shouted. "What's the job?"
"I'm going to be looking after the furniture in the castle."
I was quiet for a second, then I said, "That's Will's father's."
"Mr. Trainer called me," Dad continued. "Will told him about me, so he knew that I was looking for a job."
"You're working for Will's dad," I said. Then Mum came up behind Dad. She was wearing her best dress and shoes, and she looked really happy.
"It's good money, Lou," she said. "More than the furniture factory."
That's great, Dad, really," I said finally. And I put my arms around them both.
"You should thank Will," Dad said.
"What a lovely man. Please, thank him for thinking of me." As soon as they left, I called Will. It took him a few minutes to answer. I thought of him driving himself to the hands-free phone.
"Hello?"
"Did you do this?" I asked. "Did you get Dad this job?"
"Yes." "Aren't you pleased?" he said.
"I am pleased," I replied. "But it feels strange."
"Well, don't feel strange," he said. "Your dad needed a job. My dad needed a man who knows about furniture. And it means that you can do what you want to do now. Your parents don't need your money from this job anymore. You can go travelling or to college."
I felt like his words were hitting me. His words really meant that soon he would not need me anymore. He was still planning to die.
"Lou, you're being very quiet," he said.
"I'm sorry, I've got to go," I said quickly. And I put down the phone. I went to the pub to find Patrick. The air was filled with the smell of flowers
and the tourists smiled when they passed me on the street.
"Can I get you a drink?" Patrick asked when I entered the pub.
He was with his friends from the running club.
"In a minute," I replied.
Then I told Patrick about Dad's job. He did not look happy.
"So now you're both working for Will Traynor," he said.
I wanted to tell him then about Will. I wanted him to know that I was trying to save Will's life. But I knew that Will's plans were a secret.
"And I may stay there for a bit too," I said, "in the other bedroom. Trina is coming back from college soon for the summer holidays, and I don't want to share a room again."
"Why don't you come and live with me?" Patrick said. "We've been together for 7 years. It's time you moved in with me, isn't it?"
"Really? You really want to live together?" I said, surprised.
"Yes, I'm sure. It will be good," he said. But he did not look happy.
The next evening, I moved in to Patrick's flat.
When I was at the annex the next day, a man came to the door. He was wearing an expensive suit.
"Hi, I'm Michael Lawler, Will's lawyer," he said. "I'm here to see Will."
"Let him in," said Will, appearing behind me.
"We'll be in the sitting room, Louisa. Please, can you make us some coffee and then leave us?"
Okay, I said. Mr. Lawler stayed for about an hour. When he finally appeared again, Will was behind him.
"Thank you, Michael," Will said. He did not look at me. "I'll wait to hear from you."
That evening, I looked for Michael Lawler, lawyer, on the internet. The third name that appeared read, "Michael Lawler, lawyer for wills and probate." Will was getting ready to die. I was horrified. I waited a few days, and then I rang Mrs. Traynor and asked her to meet me away from the house. We met at a small cafe in town. I immediately told her about Michael Lawler's visit. She looked horrified too.
"A wills and probate lawyer? Are you sure?" she said.
I nodded. "I checked him on the internet." She was quiet for a moment. Then she said,
"Have you thought of any other ideas for things to do with Will? What about that holiday?"
I told her about Paris and my list of things that disabled people cannot do.
"Take him anywhere," she said finally. "I'll pay for it."
When I got back, Will was waiting for me.
"What are you doing on Saturday?" he asked.
Nothing, I replied. "Patrick's away training all day."
"Why?"
He smiled.
"We're going to a wedding,"